My name is Liam Brinton. I'm 13 years old. Today is 11/29/17. I'm speaking with John Brinton, who is my father. We're recording in Laurel, Maryland. All right, we're going to get started off. So I have some questions here to ask you. So let's go with the first question. What elections stand out in your mind and why? Like elections, presidential elections.
Well, I think I remember the election with, Ross Perot and Clinton, that election.
Why did that stand out in your mind?
Because it was so unique with the three different candidates running. That was sort of unusual. Probably the most recent ones were pretty interesting.
Mm-hmm.
The last election was the first election where I really didn't want either of the candidates to win.
Oh, was this most recent election?
Yeah.
I feel like a lot of people can.
Yeah, I'm sure there was a lot of people that
agree with
kind
that.
Kind of the old saying where you vote for the one that you think will do the least damage.
Yeah. Next question.
Mm-hmm.
Tell me about the person who had the greatest influence on your life. What lessons did they teach you?
I would have to say that would probably be my father.
Mm-hmm.
He was a quiet man and a humble man, but he, he raised 10 kids with my mother.
Mm-hmm.
And he always taught us can you stop for a minute?
Mm-hmm.
And, he always taught me to be strong and to do the right thing and to respect other people, to respect even simple things such as always trying to use the proper grammar in the world. Don't sound like an idiot. I don't know if I've followed that very well. And he always was a very great caretaker of nature. And whenever we would go, we spent a lot of time in the woods, but he was a strong advocate of leaving nature the way that you found it for others to enjoy. He was a strong guy, but he didn't say a lot.
Hmm.
He came from a background where he had nothing, and he created a world out of nothing. Being an orphan, he was able to look at the family now. I mean, that was him and mom. Do you have more questions?
Oh, I do have more questions. Mm-hmm. What is your most vivid memory of school?
Of school. My most vivid memory of school. I have a lot of memories of school. I mean, does it matter which age? Do you care?
No, not really. Just any vivid imagination. Memory of school.
And it's been a long time as well. I just, any grade I can pull images from.
All right, let's try seventh grade.
Seventh grade, the biggest thing I remember from seventh grade was Mike Fontaine and Vinnie Petrone. We had speeches. We had to do commercials.
Mm-hmm.
And it cracks me up to this day. They did a commercial for Acapulco Gold marijuana, and they had this little song that went with it. And what was it? I can't remember the end of, but the end of it was Acapulco Gold is a badass weed. Now this is seventh grade in a Catholic school. Being taught by nuns, and these two stoners get up there and for their demonstration speech they do a commercial for Acapulco Gold. The whole class was like, whoa. And then there was another one, somebody else during that was a fun, that was a fun little thing, because somebody else had made a potato rocket. Mm-hmm. Doing the same demonstration speech, and a bunch of cans tied together and all taped up. And then they put a lighter fluid in the end of it. They're shooting in the classroom. They're shooting this cannon. Yeah, St. Bernard's.
Wild school.
That's fun.
All right, let's go.
I made an oven out of cardboard and baked potatoes.
All right. When you were younger, what did you imagine your job would be?
What did I imagine? What did I imagine my job would be? I don't know. I probably, you know, around everybody I knew had government jobs, so I figured I'd probably get a job in the government. That's what my dad did. That's what a lot of people in our neighborhood did, you know, in Washington, D.C. Yeah. Still.
Let's see. Thinking about future generations and knowing what that they may hear this recording, is there any wisdom or advice you would like to share with them?
With future generations, well, even people today, I if any advice I would give to everyone is don't jump to conclusions and let due process play out and think before you act. And look into things before you act.
Yeah.
I think we're all heading down a path where everything is a knee-jerk reaction and we're not using our brains anymore.
I feel. Yeah, same way. What lessons has working taught you, like in a career?
I think... that you have to, and it's gonna sound cliche, but you get out of it what you put into it. If you're gonna cut corners and kind of sneak around and try to pretend that the job's getting done, then you're not going to get anywhere. You actually have to buckle down and do the hard work in order to advance yourself in any career. I know a lot of people that fake it.
Did you have a nickname as a teenager? What was it, and how did you get it? Does anyone still call you by that nickname?
Yeah, my friends Andy and Eric called me Jailbait. Because I always look so young. And I bet if you met with them today, they would probably still call me. Although we called each other Bub all the time. But that was my nickname, was Jailbait. Just because also my initials are JB. And I look like I was 12.
Where did you spend your honeymoon, and what did you do during that time?
Hawaii, the Big Island, mm-hmm. And also Oahu. And we did a lot of sightseeing. We drove around the island, and we saw a lot of waterfalls, and hiked a lot. And we went to the Volcano National Park, and... hiked in the volcanoes, which is very cool. And we went over to Oahu and went on. We went to Pearl Harbor, and went out to the Arizona, and we walked along the beach there. We sat in some cafes and drank some drinks, and came back and did some more sightseeing, ate, drank, hung out, watched sunsets, all those things that you do on a honeymoon.
Nice. All right, well, that's all the questions I have for today. Thank you for participating.
All right, next interview, let's do it earlier in the day until right before bedtime.
My bad. All right.
All right.
Done.
Love you.
Thank you.